You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. KFin Technologies likely finalized the share allotment status of its IPO on 26 December. The refund will be initiated today and the shares will be credited to the Demat account on 28 December. The IPO received good demand from investors, with the issue being subscribed 2.59 times. The qualified institutional buyer portion was subscribed the most at 4.17 times. The portion reserved for retail was subscribed 1.36 times, while that of the non-institutional investors was subscribed 0.23 times. The company raised Rs 1,500 crore through a complete offer for sale by one of the promoters, General Atlantic Singapore Fund, which will receive all the issue proceeds. The company will not receive any funds from the IPO. KFin Technologies provides transaction origination and processing for mutual funds and private retirement schemes in Malaysia, the Philippines, and Hong Kong. It provides services and solutions to AMCs across asset classes in India, along with several investor solutions. Over to technology sector, microblogging platform Twitter has restored a feature which promotes suicide prevention hotlines and other safety tools. This is for those users who look up certain content upon coming under pressure from some users and consumer safety groups over its purported removal. According to Reuters, the feature was taken down a few days ago, mentioning that two people were familiar with the same. They mentioned that this happened after an order from Twitter's new boss, Elon Musk. After the publication of the story, Twitter's head of trust and safety, Ella Irvin, confirmed the removal, but at the same time called it temporary. In an email to Reuters, she further confirmed that the company was fixing relevance, optimizing the size of the message prompts and correcting outdated prompts. The feature, which is known as hashtag there is help, will come on the top of search results as banners whenever certain topics have been searched. This feature will come with a list of support organizations in several countries for topics like mental health, HIV, vaccines, child sexual exploitation, and much more. Meanwhile, the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade is looking to bring lighters and sports goods under the quality norms, a move aimed at containing the import of substandard goods and boosting the domestic industry. The other products for which these norms can be issued include portable water bottles and insulated flasks, resin-treated compressed wood laminates, and wooden furniture. The department has floated draft control orders for all these products after consulting the Bureau of Indian Standards. In some legal drama, the Noida authority has issued a notice to real estate developer DLF to pay Rs 235 crore as compensation to the previous owner of the land on which the Mall of India has been built, a senior official said here. The DLF, however, said it was yet to receive the communication. The development comes in the backdrop of a Supreme Court order on May 5th, in which it had directed the Noida authority to ensure payment of compensation for the land to its previous owner, Veerana Reddy. Yes, Noida Authority CEO Ritu Maheshwari told PTI, confirming that the notice has been issued. Another senior official told PTI that the notice was issued to DLF on December 23rd and the amount has to be remitted in 15 days. When contacted, a DLF spokesperson said that they have not received any notice and that once they get it, they will review it. Now, not so good news for automobile lovers. If you're planning to bring home a new car in 2023, get ready to shell out extra money. With the raw materials prices heading north and the persisting global supply chain restraints, a host of automakers in India, including Tata Motors, Maruti Suzuki, Hyundai, Honda, Kia and Audi, have announced price hikes across their product portfolio lately. Maruti Suzuki has announced a price hike on its entire range and has attributed the same to regulatory requirements from the government, which has furthered the already mounted cost pressure due to expensive raw materials. Tata Motors has also announced a range-wide price hike and has stated that upgrades made to its vehicle in lieu of the new RDE norms has resulted in a surge in the manufacturing costs. Hyundai also has announced price hikes but hasn't disclosed the hiked amount yet. Lastly, the share market. The domestic indices BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty closed in the green after the bears took over briefly. Sensex added 361 points to close at 60,927, while Nifty settled at 18,132, gaining 117.7 points or 0.6%. Bank Nifty added 0.54% to end at 42,859. All Nifty sectoral indices, barring Nifty FMCG, ended in the positive territory, with Nifty Metal rising over 3.7% in trade today. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.